Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the De'Longhi First Half 2017 Consolidated Results Conference Call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, CEO of De'Longhi. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the De'Longhi Group First Half 2017 Results Conference Call. As usual, we will begin with a few highlights before opening the floor to your questions. On the whole, the performance of the group over the first half of the year shows that the business is responding well to the strategy shift we have enacted. Following a year, 2016, where we protected profitability, even sometimes at the expense of volumes, organic growth has now started to pick up. While some pockets of market weakness persist, revenues were up by 5.4% organically, or about +3.3% at constant consolidation perimeter. The strong and global development of coffee makers, which gained momentum, and expansion of the Braun brand were the main drivers of such growth, especially in North America, the Far East, and Eastern Europe. It is also worthwhile to note that in the second quarter, all regions delivered a positive organic growth, with encouraging signs coming from Russia and the Middle East, underperforming over the past year. We strongly feel the need to continue stimulating such growth, stepping up our efforts in advertising and promotion, and R&D, despite the short-term impact on profitability, which is in line with our plans. These trends are reflected in our margins, the profitability gains achieved through operating leverage and mix improvement were balanced by an increase in A&P and other costs. In line with our guidance, we expect to deliver an increase in EBITDA in the second half of the year, where the bulk of our profitability is concentrated. Finally, cash generation remains our priority, despite the growth in the net working capital due to the higher sales and the increase in inventories related to acceleration of revenue we expected this year. Over the past 12 months, we generated 185 million euro in free cash flow. These funds were deployed, among other things, in a significant increase in shareholder remuneration compared with last year, with an additional 54 million euro in dividends, higher investments for an extra 29 million euro, and a 40% acquisition of Eversys for nearly 19 million euro. Let us now review the results in greater detail. Revenues in the first half of the year were about 828 million euro, up 7.2% in nominal terms, including a positive impact both from foreign exchange rates and the scope of consolidation. Our organic and constant perimeter revenues were up 3.3%. By geography, the Asia, Pacific, and Americas region continued to outperform, growing at +7.3% in organic terms, led by North America, Greater China, and Australia. These areas were witnessing rising client demand, in particular for our coffee makers, both espresso and filter, and the Braun products, which continue to develop in line with our growth expectations. Europe was up +5.5% in organic terms, led by the Northeast region at +9.1%. Here, while the main Eastern European markets continue to deliver a solid performance, Russia improved materially because the end market conditions and a broader channel coverage boding well for the remainder of the year. Over the first 6 months, France, Switzerland and Germany were up as well, while the UK market continued to prove challenging and the phasing of certain commercial activities affected quite heavily our revenues in Italy. The second quarter marked an improvement in the performance of the Middle East region, with organic revenue growth at more than 9%, which limited the 6 month organic decline to about minus 1%. This change of pace was broad based, involving most of the markets, with the exception of Saudi Arabia, where destocking continues. Looking at product families, the growth of coffee makers spanned all regions and product categories, improving on an already strong quarter one trend to close the first half of the year at plus 16%. Fully automatic and manual models were particularly positive, while the recently awarded espresso distribution contracts in North America and Switzerland sustained revenues of single-serve systems. Food preparation was down overall, in line with the first quarter of the year, as market conditions were weak in significant geographies and products. In space, hand blenders were a clear outperformer, and Braun capitalized on this growth to reaffirm its global leadership. Lastly, revenues in comfort products were up, led by portable air conditioners, and a positive second quarter limited the decline in ironing. Turning to profitability, net industrial margin was up by 3.8%, reaching more than €396 million. Volume growth translated effectively into operational leverage, and higher sales of coffee makers translated into positive mix. These factors, together with a positive foreign exchange impact, were neutralized at the EBITDA level by higher A&P investments as well as more supply chain costs. Reported EBITDA was indeed about flat year on year at €103.5 million, or slightly down when adjusting for non-recurring costs and our stock option plan. EBIT stood at €76 million, or 9.2% of revenues, slightly down as well. Lower financial expenses, together with non-recurring financial income worth nearly €10 million, led to a plus 13.6% increase in net income. When adjusting for such non-recurring income, net income in the first half was about stable as against last year. Moving on the balance sheet, the net cash position stood at €131 million, as compared with about €308 million at the end of 2017, having absorbed the payment of a higher dividend and additional investments. Net working capital was approximately €289 million, or 15.2% as a percentage of revenues, up from the 14.5% of a year ago at constant perimeter. Higher receivables are linked to the revenue trend we experienced so far in the year, and the increase in inventory will prepare sales growth in the second half. Finally, a comment on the guidance for 2017, confirmed after a sound first half. We see strong and global consumer demand for coffee, tremendous potential for Braun, and the normalization of some travel markets, which limited our potential in the recent past. We are therefore confident that our premium brands and innovative products, supported by the additional investment in A&P, will translate into organic revenue growth, reaching the mid-single digit range this year. As regards profitability, we confirm the target to improve EBITDA in absolute terms, not necessarily as a percentage of sales, in a context of expected neutrality of foreign exchange rates. This concludes my introduction, and now we can open the floor to questions. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Nicolò Pessina with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. First question is on the organic growth in Southwest Europe. In the second quarter, if I understand correctly, it should have been negative by 3%. So I'm wondering if you could provide some more color on the underlying trends on what you see in the month of July, if it's a matter of phasing of commercial activities or if there is anything more important behind this trend. Second question on the earn-out of Braun. I understand that the cash out will be smaller than expected, so I'm wondering the reasoning behind this different valuation. Maybe it could be related to a weaker performance of the brand. And last point on the US dollar, I'm wondering if you are already taking advantage of a weakening of the dollar or if you will wait the preparation of a budget for next year in order to do the hedging for 2018. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. So the first question is about organic growth in Southwest region, where you in the second quarter, where you are pointing out that it should be -3%. Well, we have reported a positive growth. I assume that you are probably carving out maybe the NPE sales. Am I right?
Correct. I'm talking about organic growth.
Oh, well, no, actually, NPE is not just selling in Southwest region. It's also selling Northeast region.
Okay.
Before they say you we cannot attribute all the NPE sales to the region. If we want to recalculate organic growth excluding NPE, which is not what we are currently doing or in line with our reporting, anyhow, we would have a slightly negative region around, say, -1%, entirely attributable to Italy, unfortunately. I touched very quickly during my presentation about the weakness in Italy, because the other main markets of the region are positive, namely Germany, Switzerland, Austria, France. Unfortunately, we had a very weak first half in Italy. But we are not too worried about that. Obviously, there is a part of concern. The market is very weak. We are holding on very well our shares in Italy. Actually, I think our shares today are even stronger than last year in most of our core categories. But due to also some commercial initiatives that have been postponed to the second half, while during 2016 were anticipated in the first half, we have a very tough comparison. But still, a portion of our decline in Italy, which is around 5 million euro, which more than exceeds the 1% decline of the region, of the entire region. So the 5 million euro, I would say a portion of it is really due to some weakness in some categories. We see some negative numbers. But we hope that we'll also, thanks to our commercial initiatives, we will probably make up totally this gap in the second half. Second question is about Braun. Cash out lower. Indeed, we are behind in the plan. Obviously, also, we agree the ambition goals for the cash out, obviously, in our favor. We are behind. We are very happy about the performance of Braun. It's the fastest growing brand of the group today. We're doing very well in North America and in many other markets. Unfortunately, we had a tough transition in the first year with P&G. We were maybe underestimating to a certain extent the complexity behind the carve-out and the spin-off. If you well recall, we didn't buy a company. We bought assets, no sales organization, and very limited marketing and R&D teams. So probably we were underestimating the complexity, but very happy now with the recent developments. Basically, in the process, I think we have lost maybe 12 months, let's say 18 years on our plan. So I don't consider this is missing our goals. I think that you are just postponing our goals by, let's say, 12, 18 months, which will probably, as you said, will confirm that we will pay a very minimal amount for the earnout before the end of the year to P&G. Third question about USD, US dollar. For the moment, we have non-material benefits. We now are in the, say, budgeting phase for next year, and we are probably will be waiting a little bit more before we take any decision on the dollar. But I have to say that for the group is positive news, a strengthening of the euro will help the group at EBITDA level. Will probably have a negative impact on top line, but will be positive at EBITDA level.
Okay, many thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is from Domenico Ghilotti with Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Two questions. First, if you can elaborate a little bit more on the inventory, on the net working capital. The increase in inventory seems a bit larger than the seasonality, I'll say. So if you can discuss this topic. And then the second question is on the AMP. I don't know if you already addressed this issue, but I would like to understand how much was the increase that you had in the first half, and if you are still planning about 15 million for the full year. We have seen competitors really pushing hard on AMP, and so I'm trying to understand if there is a more promotional environment, and you have to say to cope with additional promotional competitors.
About inventory. Total working capital is at 289.4 versus 233.3 last year, so it's definitely up. Inventories are up from 382 last year to 416 this year, and this is due to mainly to an MPE effect consolidation, which is for 10 million euro, plus is another 15 million euro, which went to USA mainly and Russia, which are markets where we are planning a stronger than average growth for the group. So therefore, if we exclude these two effects, The inventory built up should be reduced by about 20, normalized by minus 25 million. So we would compare now to about, let's say, 390 to 381, which is not a strong performance, but is, I would say, still acceptable. As you might recall, that we've been delivering constantly in the past years an inventory reduction. So I think that, and I said also in the past, that now we shouldn't expect a further reduction in inventories. Then another impact, negative impact on the working capital is because of receivables, account receivable, which went up from 215 to 256. This is due also to NPE for 10 million. So normalizing from the NPE effect, we would have 246 against 214. But also here we have different dynamics. As you recall, last year, unfortunately, we were we had a weak first half with a decline in sales, while this year we are we have absorbing cash due to the acceleration that we are seeing in the last months. So I think it is a natural trend for the short term. And hopefully, if we will achieve our sales targets for the year, we are quite confident on, I think we will probably see normalization of the inventories and credits.
Okay. And on the AMP?
Yes, the plan is to continue ahead. I'm quite happy with the results delivered, because we are seeing good momentum despite certain market difficulties like Italy, which is impacting a lot in the first half. And also, we have a strong weakness in England, which is a huge market for the group. And I feel better now. I feel more comfortable about turnaround in Italy and also turnaround in England in the next 6 months. Therefore, I think that hopefully we will really be able to show the underlying strong performance of coffee and brown. While maybe we shouldn't be too ambitious on food preparation, but definitely more positive than we were in the past. So we will continue to sustain our plans with increased AMP. And the goal, okay, for the moment, we have already invested 8.5 million euro incremental in the first 6 months. And we think we will do the same in the second. We definitely want to go back to growth, and we will continue in line with the plan that we have already announced.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Anna Patrice from Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. Thank you for the information already provided. Quite a few questions from my side. I'm sorry, I probably missed the explanation. When I look at the presentation, you show the organic margin, net industrial margin, and EBITDA margin, and your organic margins are lower versus reported. So if you could elaborate on this, that's first question. Second question on Kenwood and food preparation. I understand that this market is still impacted by the UK. I don't expect any improvement in the UK market, to be honest, but do you see any improving signs for Kenwood outside of the UK? And what are expectations for Kenwood for this and for the next year? Another question is on Brown. So actually, it's the first time that I hear that the ground is a bit behind your schedule, and it's probably it was because of the difficult start. So maybe if you can elaborate a little bit here, and how do you expect the brand to perform going forward, and where do you see the upside potential, or what do you think could be the midterm sales and profitability of Braun brand? Well, let's start with. Thank you.
No, unfortunately, really, the line was very much disturbed, and I hope I really well understood your questions. The first is about the margins and the comparison, the margin comparison in our presentation. And the second question is about the performance of Kenwood, the UK market, and the expectation on the Kenwood products for not just this year, but also next year. And the third one is about the Braun growth rate. Is it right?
Well, on Kenwood, I would like to know where do you see already the brand to improve? Where do you see the brand to grow? So I understand that the UK market, Jamaica, is quite challenging. But have you seen that other markets are improving following your support for the brand and following the new product launches?
Yeah. Okay. So the first question on margin. Okay. This year, we have an organic lower than the reported, due to a positive exchange rate effect. Is this enough?
Yes.
Okay, so the exchange rates are helping our reported margins. So the second question about Kenwood, I'm positive about England. I think that after really a difficult first half, I hope that sales will improve in the second half because we also are activating an acceleration plan. In so-called acceleration plan, we will increase our investments to support the Kenwood brand, also behind the new product. So I think that definitely we will see some improvements. Kenwood is still probably our less successful brand today, not because it's not a good brand, but it's really we saw a weakening of kitchen machines in many markets. And unfortunately, we still see some headwinds in the product category. However, as in England, we also are investing more, and we have also an acceleration plan in Australia, which is delivering some positive results already. And we will support, as kitchen machines are core products for the group, we will continue to support the category. We think that after, let's say, many very buoyant years of kitchen machine growth, we are now seeing some slowdown, but we feel strong for the long term. So I think that I think that kitchen machines are very useful products. Our products can be very useful in a modern cuisine, as you can make very healthy food at home. I still see a great deal of passion around cooking at home. And we think that also that Kenwood has a strong range, good reputation, and ability to also introduce better products in the future. So I think that still we will probably have a difficult market will persist, maybe. I think we will get better, and I have an ambition to normalize and improve sales in England particularly. With regards to Braun, Braun is performing very well. We are growing double digit this year, And we have good signs from our brown launch in North America, but also in Asia. Asia, we're doing very well in Asia. So I think that from the brown side, we have good results. Probably the only maybe the impression is because of the lower earn-out payment. But in reality, it is due to, let's say, a slow start in 2012.
Okay, understood. And then the final question, you were talking about the increase in NP behind the brand. What brands do you support most? Is it mostly to support Brown? Is it also to support more Kenwood? And do you think that with the launch and expansion of Brown, Kenwood has been a bit not in the focus, and that could change maybe and support Kenwood improving performance? Thank you.
I would say that Kenwood, let's say, most of the investment will be behind the coffee makers and Brown, particularly in North America. While Kenwood may be, but also still we will be investing behind the Kenwood. Maybe let's say another, maybe 20% of the investment will be behind the Kenwood.
Okay, thank you.
Of the extra plan, of course.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Luca Bacoccoli with Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Just one quick question from my side. If you could please quantify the contribution at top line level of the two new commercial agreements with Nespresso, so I'm referring to the US and Swiss agreement which started to impact since January this year. Thank you.
Yeah, so about on a yearly basis or on the 6 months?
No, well, just in the first 6 months. And if
the first 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, because we are, our goal is to have 20 million in North America on a yearly basis for the full year, and about 7-8 million in Switzerland. Obviously, we will have a higher sales in the second half, so the contribution in the 6 months is on track, and we can assume 10 million.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Enrico Filippi with Banca Akros. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Just a quick question on your geographical breakdown in terms of sales. If I'm not wrong, the second quarter recorded a significant slowdown in sales in APA. Could you give me some more details on this, if there is some specific driver regarding this decline in top-line growth compared to the first quarter? Thank you.
Okay, let me grab some numbers. Just a second. Okay. So, second quarter sales in APA went up from 112 to 121, which is 9% growth.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it compared with the first quarter. The first quarter growth. So if we deduct this. So the first quarter was. Can you hold on a second? We'll grab
yeah,
it.
No problem.
No problem, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, there is a slowdown versus the first quarter. The first quarter we had a growth of 17%. So in the first quarter, United States and Canada were growing around 35%, which was due to the launch of Nespresso in the first quarter. Probably there was a building of stock at a trade level on the Nespresso machines. Now the growth has more normalized, and we are growing at about 8%. Then, if we look at other markets, Australia was growing at 6%, and now we are accelerating. At Australia, we are accelerating at 11%. While, for instance, if we look at China and Hong Kong, in the first quarter, we were growing at about 13%, and due to a weakness in Hong Kong, while we still have a strong China market, the growth rate in the second quarter is slightly reduced at around 7% due to Hong Kong. These are the main highlights to explain the slowdown, which we think is still a rather healthy growth. Hopefully we can accelerate once we will normalize our Hong Kong sales in the next month.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Anna Patrice from Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Follow-up questions on the coffee segment. Where do you see in the full auto coffee segment highest growth potential? Is it in the premium segment, or it is because the coffee machines become more accepted and you see it across the range, starting from kind of lower end and up to the premium? And is there anything that you want to develop further your position within the range? And on the Nespresso, my understanding is that it's still Seb that is the number one partner for Nespresso. Do you see any follow countries that Nespresso might provide to the distributors, or where you could become the partner that would provide meaningful addition to your exposure? Thank you.
First question is about coffee. Well, coffee is really very strong across the categories. We mentioned that we are growing in super automatic coffee makers, which are growing at a very high, high double digit. We are also growing with Nespresso, thanks to the change, the new markets. We won Switzerland and United States, which has impacted positively our Nespresso sales in the first half. But Nespresso is growing at a lower pace versus automatic coffee makers. So Dolce Gusto is still positive, also with good performance in Dolce Gusto, with a double-digit growth also at Dolce Gusto. and also double-digit growth in our espresso pump. So I think that all segments are growing. Maybe Nespresso, excluding North America, maybe is growing at a slightly lower pace for us. So I would say, to answer your question, probably today we see consumers shifting more and more to fully automatic coffee makers. So probably more in the high end. We see more growth potential in the high end. Nespresso new markets, for the moment we have no markets that we expect to win with Nespresso.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. DeLonghi, there are no more questions registered at this time. Mr. DeLonghi, would you like to add any final comments to conclude the conference?
No, I thank you for attending the DeLonghi conference call. All right.